こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週中国南方航空の CZ3693 便がウルムチに向けて離陸準備中、乗客の男性が非常ドアを勝手に開けて全開にするという事件が発生しました。男性は機内が蒸し暑く換気したかった、非常ドアのハンドルを回せば窓が開くと思ったと述べています。2014年には中国人の乗客が機体が着陸後に早く飛行機から降りたいという理由で緊急脱出用スライドを展開させたこともありました。中国人乗客が非常ドアを開けたケースは昨年前半だけで15件も発生しており、理由は換気の他にも出発の遅れに苛立った、興味本位で開けてみたかった、トイレと間違ったなど様々です。その他トイレでの喫煙、客室乗務員への暴行、客同士の喧嘩なども相次いでいるため、中国国内の航空会社が共同で乗客のブラックリストを作成する事態となっています。
Last week, a passenger opened the emergency exit door on China Southern Airlines flight CZ3693 bound for Urumqi. How do you say this?
日本語だとウルムチって言ってるけど。
ウルムチ。While the plane was preparing for takeoff, he later explained that the air felt stuffy inside the aircraft, so he thought if he turned the handle on the emergency exit door, it would open the window.In 2014, another Chinese man opened the emergency exit door and deployed the slide of an aircraft soon after landing, stating that he wanted to get off the plane sooner. Just in the first half of last year, there were 15 cases of Chinese passengers opening the emergency exits of aircraft. Reasons for doing so include, but are not limited to, wanting fresh air, impatience with delays, mistaking it for the bathroom, and just opening it out of curiosity.Furthermore, a recent increase in violations such as smoking in the lavatory, acting out at cabin attendants, and fighting with other passengers have led domestic airlines to create a blacklist for problematic customers.
そう、ワイルドすぎるよね。
Yeah.
一回は三箇所の非常ドアを全部一人で開けた人とかもいたらしくて。
Really?
そう、ワイルドすぎる。
Why? But why not just...Get out after the first one.
わかんない。全部開けたくなっちゃったんだろうね。で、新鮮航空でも放火しようとした人とかがいて、まずガソリンで新聞紙に火をつけて、で、放火しようとしたら止められたところをナイフで脅すみたいな。そもそもそのガソリンとかライターとかナイフを持って飛行機に乗れてる時点でちょっとどうしたんだろうって感じなんだけど。
Well, the domestic, airport security is usually not that strict, right?
まあね。でもほら金属探知機みたいのとかさ通らないのかね。でもね、まあ to be fair, 日本の昨年の出国者数が1621万人なのに対して中国は1億2000万人いるわけよね。だから日本の国民全部ぐらいの数の人が海外旅行行ってるわけだから、まあそれぐらいいれば確かにワイルドな人も中にはいるかもしれない。
If you make that adjustment for the population, I still think it's a bit wild, right?
そうだね。
Because a lot of people are flying that justDon't have experience flying.
そうそう、初めての人が多いからね。で、なんか去年だっけ、CA の人に熱々のカップヌードルをこうパッとかけるとか、この間だっけ、なんかこう髪のつかみ合いみたいな、乗客同士が喧嘩したりとか、すごいワイルドだよね。とりあえずなんか面白いよね。
Well, it's the there's you know, this phase where people are coming into contact with a new technology.
Yeah.
And it's kind of confusing.
そうね。なんか新鮮なんだけど、私の中で日本は結構我慢の国みたいな。みんながこう結構我慢する。でもそれのちょっと逆の感じじゃん。
Well, you know, when they first introduced escalators, people were getting hurt and crazy things were happening.
そうだね。
And escalators are really weird. It's like this moving
stairs.
Collapsing.
Yeah.
Like stairs made of knives. It's weird.
Yeah.
But we're so used to it now.
そうだね。
But think about how strange something like that really is.
Yeah. そうだからこの非常ドアを開けるとかって、まあ、航空法に違反してるしもちろん罰金とかも課せられちゃうから、mm. 絶対ダメなんだけどでもなんか早く降りたいからってスライドを出すとかってさ結構すがすがしくない逆に
But this guy did it before the plane took off, right?
After landing.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah, he was like, he just wanted to get out as soon as possible. もう早く観光したかったんだろうねだから
I thought they were preparing for takeoff when he...
Oh, the last week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. これはあの待ってる時。
Mm. So yeah. maybe they hadn't really explained anything yet.
Maybe, but I mean like...
If it's your first time, you don't know yet, right? They haven't explained yet, right? You haven't...
Yeah. But I feel like...なんか私の中では飛行機って結構そのちゃんとしなくちゃいけないというかさ、mm. なんていうのその危ないし変なところ勝手に触ったりとかしたらダメっていうなんかノーションがあるじゃないだからその
You can't say bomb, right?
Yeah, you can't say bomb
I always
you can't say that you have weapons
end up saying bomb somehow
そうだよ空港とかでもねバームって言ったら
yeah,
取り押さえられて大変なことにな
る like someone will show me something I'm like, oh, that's the bomb and I'm like, oh, shit
そうそうだから結構ピリピリしてる感じするじゃん、
yeah.
なんとなくね
Well, are you nervous? I see some people, like, they're so comfortable on the plane. I see, like, sometimes you see someone and they're, like, so comfortable on the plane. You know, they have, like, their little stuff laid out on the table. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. They're just a pro. They've got the wireless noise-canceling Bose and the, you know, the eye mask and the weird...
Pillow.
What is that? Pillow, the
yeah, neck pillow,
the beanbag,
yeah,
worm thing.
I mean, I'm kind of like that. I'm used to flying, so I'm not like, oh, like I'm gonna fly now. Like I'm not excited at all. I'm just like sitting there chilling. But you know, I am aware that I can't just like touch whatever on the airplane as I wish. So. I don't know. It's just unthinkable for me to open the emergency door or open the emergency slide on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy.
It looks like fun, though, that slide.
So, まあね、あの、必要じゃない時はね。
It's like a fun color.
Yellow?
Yeah.
I guess.でも面白いよね。でも1億2000万人ってすごいよね。
Have you seen people trying to, like, force open the, you know, some of the automatic doors in Tokyo, the sliding doors, there's actually a button. There's, like, a bunch of different types, but one has, like, the bar that you have to press, and then the door will open, right?
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. 自動ドア?
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's one where your hand has to be, like, close
hi,
to some
hi,
sensor,
hi.
And
hi,
then
hi.
It'll open.
Hi, hi, hi.
Right? And then there's the ones where you just walk up, and then it opens.
Right. Yeah.
So there's all these... You have to interact slightly different with each one.
そうだね。
Right?
Yeah.
And if you don't know, and you just come to Tokyo, and this automatic door has no handle...
Yeah.
It's not opening... There's a weird bar on it, but so people just pull on that.
What? Who?
You haven't seen that?
No.
I see it all the time.
People, what?
People like pull the black bar.
You mean tourists?
Well, I'm assuming they're tourists.
Okay.
And they like try to force the door open.
まあ確かに日本って自動ドア多いよね。
Yeah.
多くない?すごく。だからまああんまりない国から来たらわかんないか。
Well, in the U.S., usually if you walk up, it opens. You can be like 6 feet away and it'll open. But in Tokyo, there's so many people that the doors would just constantly be opening and closing, right?
Yeah.
So then they started changing them to the one you have to tap it.
なんかさ、この間日本政府だ誰かの発表で、あの中国に親しみを感じる。 か感じないかっていうのを日本国民に調査しましたみたいな。で7割か8割ぐらいが親しみを感じないと答えましたみたいな。まあその政治的なこととかもあるからだと思うんだけど、逆に私はさ、こういうニュースを見るとむしろ親しみが湧くんだけど、なんか、なんか面白いじゃん、面白くない、なんかこうかっちりしてロボットみたいな感じよりはすごいなんか人間らしいっていうかさ、なんかほっこりした気持ちになるんだけど、むしろ
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. Like, I've never been to mainland China, but in Hong Kong とかもさ、日本とやっぱ全然違うからいつも言うけど、そのタクシーの運転手に舌打ちされたりとかさ、あのおしぼりをこうレストランで投げつけるように置かれたりとかするのも結構好きなんだけどなんかこうフェイクさがないじゃん、むしろ、ああなんか疲れてんだなとかがすぐ分かるみたいな
You have that in some places in Japan too. I feel like Osaka is more like that.
Ah, that's what they say, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I never felt
if you do
that
something
way in Osaka though.
Driving in Osaka, people honk right away.
怖いっていうよね、大阪で運転するのって結構慣れてないと。
And I feel like that's their real, that's how they really feel.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. なんかそういう方が逆にさ、この人本当は心ではどう思ってんのかなとか思うよりは。まあ、カップ熱々のカップヌードル投げるとかちょっとさすがにやめてほしいけど、危ないから。
Yeah, that can't go well.
Yeah. 次のニュースもね、地域の話なんだよね。次、 Yahoo Japan のデータ分析で東京とその他の地域に2つに大きくくくれるほど特定の要素においては東京が得意だということが分かりました。年間の電車利用回数の平均が東京は1人800回で、神奈川や大阪と比べても2倍以上なのに対し、その他の県では車がメインのため、電車に乗るのは年に数十回にとどまっています。また、国内自動車メーカーに関する検索数で、人口あたりで換算し、最も多い地域を100とした際に、全国で東京だけが50未満だった一方、タクシーの検索数は逆に東京が100とすると、他はほとんどが50未満でした。年間のヤフー検索数でも東京だけが飛び抜けており、2位の大阪でも東京の3分の2以下で、ほとんどの県で東京の半分以下、最も少ないのは鹿児島県で東京より7割以上少ないことが分かりました。 Uber や TOEIC というワードも東京での検索数が飛び抜けていました。ラーメンとスターウォーズの検索数は東日本に多く、そうめんとジュラシックワールドは西日本に多いことも分かりました。
According to a big data user analysis by Yahoo Japan, Tokyo and the rest of Japan are drastically different places. For example, residents of Tokyo ride the train 800 times per year on average, more than twice as often as residents of Kanagawa or Osaka, and residents of other areas of Japan tend to only ride the train a few dozen times per year. Additionally, in terms of online searches, users in Tokyo search for taxis more than twice as often as the rest of the country and perform searches for domestic automakers less than half as often. Furthermore, most online searches come from users in Tokyo, with users in Osaka in second performing less than two-thirds of the searches, and most other prefectures performing less than half, and places like Kagoshima performing 70% less searches. Additionally, per capita searches for terms like Uber and TOEIC were significantly greater in Tokyo than elsewhere. Common search terms for users in eastern Japan were ramen and Star Wars, while in the west, Soulman and Jurassic World were common search terms.
そう、だから日本ってこうだよねって私が言うときって、まあ東京のお話してるじゃん。東京しか知らないから。でもすごい差があるとなると、だから面白いよね。あとすごい面白いなって思ったのは、ジュラシックワールドに関しては和歌山県が突出して検索してて、で東北は全然興味がないの。なんでかなと思って和歌山恐竜とか調べたんだけど、別にこう和歌山ですごい恐竜がさ掘り出されてるとかそういうわけでもないっぽいし。
Well, it probably has to do with the marketing campaigns of Jurassic World.
でも和歌山にさ特化してマーケティングしてるとも思えないじゃん。 映画館の関数は多分東京の方が多いと思うし、不思議だよね。恐竜好きな人が多いのかな、和歌山。
I don't know. How would I know that?
あと電車利用回数の平均が東京は800回っていうのもすごいよね。まあよく考えると、まあ全然そんなびっくりするような数字でもないのかもしれないけど。
Well, the just your lifestyle can be so drastically different if you're some gyaru in Harajuku versus, you know, someone living in Kochi.
That's, right.
You know, it's totally different. No matter what you do.
そうだね。なんか私みたいに運転免許持ってるけどもうペーパードライバーですみたいな人は、地方に行ったら生きていけないじゃん。
Yeah.
どこにも外出できないみたいな。
I think it's a lot easier to drive in 田舎 than.
あ、まあそうだよね。この辺怖いよやっぱり。自転車とかもすごいしさ、なんか引いちゃいそうだもん。
Well, taxis. I think it's mostly taxis.
Oh yeah, there's so many taxis.
It's just taxis. If there were no taxis, Tokyo would be phenomenal.
そうだね。Like, 確かに。
Whenever I drive around, I can't believe. Like there's traffic. And I'm stuck in traffic, but they're all taxis. There's no people driving anywhere. It's all taxis.
そうね。なんか Uber みたいなサービスとかが増えて。長しのタクシーが減った方が運転はしやすいよね、普通の人は多分。
You've been to like 新宿 near 歌舞伎町 around like
あ、すごいよね。
Like it's insane。
新宿もすごいし、銀座もすごいし、品川とかもあのラインがすごいし、何台いるんだっていう。でも逆にだからちょっと地方に行くと流しのタクシーなんて全然いないとこも多いもんね。あと掛川、まさに掛川行った時に仕事で、あのタクシーでカード使おうと思ったらカード使えなくて、
oh, really?
そうで私と一緒にいた同僚の人とでもう小銭をかき集めてやばいやばいって言って二人ともカードで払えると思って全然お札とか持ってなかったから小銭かき集めてギリギリで間に合ったっていうのも。
Do they have the Suica?
No way.
No.
Well, I mean, at その時はなかったよ、全然。
You know the taxis there have the special like little castle on top,
yeah.
Like the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that? That's not only in Tokyo, is it though?
You mean in Kakegawa?
Yeah. No, I mean, oh, you mean castle の形してるってこと?
Yeah.
Oh, そうなんだ。
Yeah, the light on top of the taxi is a castle.
全然見てなかった。
And there's like some weird urban legend that sometimes the taxis drive around with no driver in Kakegawa.
え、何？何の怖い話？
Yeah.
何の話？
Well, there's like a lot of history there. It's because it's along like Route 1.
Okay.
You know, like Route 1, like the oldest road
国道? Okay.
in Japan.Yeah, like anything along that route, because that's where they were, that's how they were doing all the trade, has like a lot of history. So, you know, there's been a lot of violence in that area. Like people were getting beheaded and stuff, like not that long ago.
What? Beheaded by who?
By the government. By the... In,
government?
In like, yeah.
What? And, punishment ってこと?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah! Yeah.
There's like a lot of famous stories like that.
Ah!Okay.
Yeah.
そうなんかこれねチャートっていうか Yahoo がグラフみたいの出してるから興味ある人は見てみると結構一目瞭然に。
You know this gap is actually just growing and growing, right?
そうだね。あのこの間話したもんね人口が減ってるっていう。で東京にどんどん人が集まってきちゃってるし。地方はお年寄りばっかりみたいな村とかも増えちゃってるから。
If you extend this out like 50 years, what do you think Tokyo is going to be like compared to the rest of the country?
I have no idea.
Just 50 years, that's not that long.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you'll be
I've
around
never...
still.
Yeah, but the thing is, I never really go outside of Tokyo. I don't, honestly, I don't know much about anything outside of Tokyo. だからな、どういうふうに違うのかも、
yeah.
正直よく分かってない。わかる？なんか。I mean, like, when I go somewhere, like, 山口県とか行ったら、わあ、すごい、全然違うと思うけど、その、ローカルの人とずっと遊ぶとか、そういうわけじゃないから、よくわかんない。あ、でも、長野県にさ、それこそ彼氏がいた時は、あの、みんなが友達の車を覚えてるじゃん。だから、運転しながら、あ、あいつ、みたいなさ。
Yeah, yeah.
あれはすごいびっくりした。え、わかるの？みたいな。
And you can just go to like the local place.
そう、で、みんないるとかね。And,
yeah, people are there.
Yeah. まあ、それは六本木とかも同じだけどね。ただなんかあの、ほら、
しないでよ。
駐車場入った瞬間に、あ、あいつとあいついるわ、みたいな。それはよくわかるね、と思ってびっくりした。
Yeah.
だってそれは東京はないじゃん。車見てさ、あ、あいつとかって。ちょっと不可能じゃない？だから。
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot more shocking to someone who hasn't been to Tokyo to come here and then, you know, have to ride Den Toshisen like during rush hour.
Yeah.
And...
まあ、あと新宿駅で待ち合わせとかね。
Yeah.
もう、it's so impossible.
yeah.
It's way too big.
It's always Where's Waldo?
Yeah, そうだね。It's, yeah. 新宿駅本当に分かんないよね。ダンジョンって呼ばれてるじゃん。まあ、I don't know. Yeah, I. なんか I should travel more.
Yeah.
Yeah. なんか行ったことない県が超いっぱいあるもん。
What do you think the difference is, from like a spiritual standpoint, or like a...
In what sense?
Like religion, Shinto, just cultural practices.
ああ、でもさ、あの、家に仏壇があるとか、で、あんまり東京だとそんなに見ないじゃん。マンションとかに住んじゃってると特に大きい仏壇とか置いてない。
All kinds of stuff. Just Japanese houses. Like if I go to my grandma's house, it's there's like swords and shit. There's like scrolls. There's so many like scrolls and there's like a
掛け軸みたいな
some like oni looking thing on the wall and like
すごいね
and there's the just the stuff the house is built out of is so different because it's such an old house the walls are like this crumbly
ザラザラしたやつでしょ
gold like
right right
and it just comes off if
right,
you touch
right, right.
it
あのガリガリしたら削れちゃうみたいなやつでしょ
yeah, yeah.
土みたいな
Yeah, so like the washi paper doors, if you touch it, it just falls apart, right?
Right.
The wall, if you touch it, it just like comes off.
Right? なんかもっと自然っぽいよね、だから。
And the tatami floor, you can't put furniture on it, it'll get like messed up.
Right, right.
So it's like...
Way more sensitive.
Yeah, that's...
そうだね、和室があるっていうのもなかなかあんまり珍しいもんね。
People hate it in Tokyo.
I like it.
Nobody here wants to live or move into washitsu no apato. It's so cheap. If you, no one's building new apartments that are washitsu.
Yeah, that's why, right? If they built like a...
Well, no, nobody wants it, so nobody is building it. That's why.
でもそれも変わってきてない？なんかその一時期はだから西洋への憧れみたいなのがあったけどさ、今って結構あんまりそういうのもないじゃん。和の心ってやっぱいいねみたいな感じじゃん。
It's, everyone here is the same. You want お風呂 and トイレ別。You want フローリング。You want like system kitchen. Like there's all this.
まあね、便利だからね。
This is how people live now.
便利だからね。
Yeah.
でもそうね、仏壇とか神棚とか。
No space for that in Tokyo. you have space.
そうなんだよ。ちっちゃいんだよ、
where,
家が。
Where are you gonna put that thing? It takes up like half your room.
そうだから、この間、あの、うちの夫のおじさん、おばさんが名古屋に住んでて、なんか結婚式があったから行ったら、超でっかい仏壇があったの。もうこんなの、例えばうちに置いたら、もうリビング半分潰れるみたいな。 わかる、なんかお寺みたいなやつが置いてあって
How big is it?
It was like なんかすっごい大きい本棚ぐらいの、わかる
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but it was huge.
Okay.
And, yeah, だからそういうスペースがないもんね。家賃が高いからさ。
So it's definitely different.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. スペースがないんだよね。
Just attitudes, attitudes towards elders, attitudes towards ancestors, deceased ancestors, I feel like are different. Just family structures in, are different.
Yeah.あんまりおじいちゃんばあちゃんと一緒に住んでないしね東京の人って、なんかもうそんな余裕がないよねみんなみんな疲れてるじゃんそのおじいちゃんばあちゃんとかと一緒にお味噌汁とか食べてる時間ないみたいな
Well, I think Tokyo is so geared towards making this country richer We're super
Yeah.
People in Tokyo are super indoctrinated into that.
Yeah. There's so many salaryman. That's why I like around here. You know, it's like...
Shibuya-ku is different.
そう。Harajuku とかやっぱりたまに行くと本当に癒される。
But you go out to like... I don't know. Where's the most salaryman dense?
My neighborhood.
You think so?
Yeah. あと、Kasumigaseki とかね。霞ヶ関行ったらもうめっちゃストレスマックスになるよ一瞬で
Do you ever feel weird? Sometimes you get on a train Like everyone There's like a dress code for the train sometimes Like sometimes I get on a train Everyone's wearing a suit
Oh yeah
And everyone's completely quiet
Yeah
And this is like a work train
Yeah
And I just got on it
Yeah
I feel really weird and out of place But sometimes you get on a train Like Yamanote-san And everyone's talkingand people are dressed whatever in all ages. Like the demographics in these different train cars it's so obvious when you get in.
そうだね。ギャップは激しいよね。
Yeah.
いや、この辺いいよ、やっぱり。次。ラフバラー大学睡眠研究センターのジム・ホーン教授が中年の男性と女性210人を対象に行った研究で女性は男性より平均して20分多く睡眠をとる必要があることが分かりました。ホーン教授は以下のように述べています。睡眠中に記憶や言語を司る脳の皮質部分は意識から切り離され回復モードに入ります。日中に脳を使えば使うほどより多くの回復、つまり睡眠が必要になります。女性はマルチタスクをする傾向にあり、男性より脳を使っているため睡眠の必要性も大きくなるのです。睡眠不足の女性は精神的ストレスや他人への敵意、憂鬱感、怒りを感じることが多く、これは睡眠不足の男性には見られませんでした。一方、物事の決定や水平思考が多く求められるような複雑な仕事をしている男性も一般的な男性より多く睡眠が必要だと教授は指摘しています。
A new study involving 210 men and women found that women require on average 20 minutes more sleep than men do. The research was conducted by Jim Horn from the Loughborough University Sleep Research Center.Horn explains as follows. One of the major functions of sleep is to allow the brain to recover and repair itself. During deep sleep, the cortex, the part of the brain responsible for thought, memory, language, and so on, disengages from the senses and goes into recovery mode. Women tend to multitask. They do lots at once and are flexible, and so they use more of their actual brain than men do. Because of that, their sleep need is greater.Women tended to suffer from psychological stress, be hostile to others, and feel melancholy as a result of sleep deprivation. This was not really the case with men. However, it was found that for men dealing with complex tasks requiring a lot of decision-making and lateral thinking, their sleep requirements would be greater than that for men in general.
面白いね。20分。でもこういう感じはたまに朝ある私、なんか彼の方が早く起きて仕事に行くじゃん
Well, he's also held to that
い Yeah, he has to. Yeah. He has to. But like he wakes up and he's like totally fine. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that I should wake up too. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like singing and stuff. And
do you wake up 20 minutes later?
Kind of. Come to think of it. It's like I don't need to sleep like 30 minutes more, 1 hour more. It's mm-hmm. just a little bit more. It's a bit too early for me. And it makes me not mad, but it's kind of like annoyed. You know, like, ah, more chotto nan dakedo mitaina.
I'm kind of thinking about this whole thing the other way around. Like, maybe there's a reason, there's something going on with men to make them require less sleep.
Mm.
For, from an evolutionary standpoint.
Right.
To protect
right.
their mate or protect their children. Because if the woman is consistently waking up first, that would be a riskier situation, I think.
So da ne. 確かに。
Right? Like the guy gets up and checks the fire.
yeah.
Looks out for big cats or something, right?
Yeah. 確かに。
That's just my... My lazy theory.
I guess. I don't know.
It definitely didn't evolve that way because women multitask more.
そう、私もそれはね、ちょっと本当かなと思った。そのマルチタスクしてて男性より脳を使っている。まあ、女性の方がマルチタスクうまいとかそういうのはよく言われるけど、
でも
人にもよるしね。
There could be more than one reason too.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself multitasking a lot?
Not anymore. I used to. Huh. When I had more capability or capacity, I was so good at it. I was the multitasker daijin.
What happened?
I got depressed.
All right.
But yeah, I was so good.
Mm.
Just like everything all at once in the office.
So you're just tracking different processes simultaneously.
Yeah. Mm. Like something, some different stuff on the computer, and then I'm expecting a phone call about something else, and then I'm writing notes about something else, and then someone is asking me about a completely different project or something, and I was totally fine. Mm. I don't think I can do that anymore.
Do you experience like a short-term burnout? I feel like that's what I get. Like if I'm managing a lot of stuff at the same time, I'm doing a lot of intense work like that. Like my brain's really active.
Yeah.
I kind of have a short-term burnout. Like I'll burn out for a day.
Oh.
Like I'll wake up, I'll like finish stuff, and then I'll wake up, and my brain's just like, nah, we're not doing shit. But then, you know, I'll just chill and then I'll be fine the next day. I don't really get depressed or something. It's just
I guess that's better though.
There's like a wall.
ちょいちょいそうやって強制的に休まされるわけじゃない、
うん、
その方がいいんだよねきっと。私はそれがなかったから何年もできちゃったために、
right.
急に burnout が
来
る。
Right. Like if I was forced to work on that burnout day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then
and that's every day.
The debt would have just built up.
Yeah.
So huge by the weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe I couldn't recover by the time I went back in.
Yeah.
And then that would be detrimental long term.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure. For sure. So yeah, I don't do that anymore. 私がやるマルチタスクといったら今だからコラム書きながら片手で猫撫でるぐらいのそんぐらいしかやんないもん。意識して、mm. あんまりだからやらないようにしてる。だからテレビ見ながら、テレビの音を聞きながらインターネットするとかもやんないようにしてる。
Huh.
だからもうインターネット始めたんだったらもうテレビの音は聞かないとか、you know, もう一個に絞るように意識してやってる。
Mm. I tend to multitask a lot, especially recently.
Okay.
I'm trying to do like so many things at the same time, and it's just because I get bored of doing the same thing.
But can't you just like move from one thing to the other instead of like 中途半端に like working on two things at the same time?
I'll usually have like one constant and then I'm working on other things in a cycle. So maybe I'll be watching a documentary while working on three or four different things like in rotation.
Why would you want to watch documentary? Like, I don't know.
Because I just feel like I want to get it all done at once.
Okay.
You know, I know like a lot of people just prioritize and try to get the first thing out of the way and move to the next thing.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's not your style, right?
I just lose focus or it's not as fun for me.
So you can work and be entertained at the same time.
Yeah. That's how I prefer.
That's so weird. 初めて聞いた.
Well, I do work in small enough portions that I'm interested and motivated. Because if I'm doing like entries for like the tax returns or whatever, I've been working on taxes recently. If I do that for like 4 hours straight, there's no way. It's much more efficient for me to do it in like 40-minute bursts. Where as soon as I'm like, then I'll just work on something else that I have to do, that I also have to do that day for a 40-minute burst. And then I maintain my interest in what I'm doing.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know if that makes sense. It's just what I've up doing, I guess.
まあ人によって違うよね。多分私それやろうとしたらすごいストレスになっちゃう逆に。その途中でやめられないんだよね。途中でやめたらまたそれに戻んなきゃいけないじゃん、後で。そっちの方がストレスになっちゃう。もう一気に終わらせてもうそれを忘れたいみたいな。
I feel there's like a it's like really narrow if I just do one thing though. It's almost like you it's almost like being wearing blinders like you can't see what's around you.
Yeah, I'm totally like that.
You don't get the like you don't get the bigger picture. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like weird to try to apply it to like tasks that you're doing. But by touching on a lot of different things frequently, then my mind can run more things through my short-term memory.
Okay.
And like, so if you were going to try to learn something, you would want to visit it for maybe 20 minutes a day, but every day.
Yeah.
Rather than 6 hours in one day and then not touch it for like 2 weeks. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm like that though. It's like, I just want to get it done as soon as possible. And so it's off my to-do list. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like when certain things are on my list for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like that really stresses me out. So, だから人によって全然違うんだよね。
Yeah.
そのやり方が。
Well, what we do is definitely different. Maybe there's a best method.
I doubt that though, actually.
Well, a best method for each person, certainly, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But part of it's just like, what do you want to do? I feel like that has value intrinsically.
Yeah. そうだね。だからコラムとか途中まで書いて、なんか他のことして戻るとかやったことない。
Really?
Yeah. I just finish it in one sitting. And I might edit it like the next day or something. Just a little bit, but I have to finish it till the end. Otherwise, it's just... It gets old. Like, I'm not the same person anymore.
For me, I'll be writing something and then partway through, I have an idea, but it's too off topic. So I have to start writing another thing. for the idea that I had.
Yeah. So when are you going to finish any that you're writing?
Well, it takes time. I don't know.
でもそうすると学校の時大変だったんじゃない? No? Because you're kind of forced to... I mean, don't teachers and parents kind of force you to work on things in a certain way? Like, oh, you have to do this in this 時間とか.
Yeah, certainly there's situations like that.
Yeah. So was it hard for you? Like, were you kind of like, oh, but I kind of want to do this later?
I don't really think so. I don't think it created a huge problem for me.
Okay.
It's just like now I have enough, I have more freedom.
Right.
And so it's just become more of how I do it.
Ah, so koto ka. Because you have that option.
Yeah, I guess so. I certainly wouldn't recommend it for anyone else.
まあ、でもなんかこれ聞いてる人の中で、例えば私みたいに今やってるけどすごい辛いっていう人がいたら、マイケルみたいなやり方やったら意外とうまくいく人とかはいるかもしれないよね。
Well, yeah, for sure. But there was just like this time where, I was like seriously wondering if I'm like ADD or like why I can't focus on, yeah. on one thing. And then it was just like a sort of a negative way to think about it.
Yeah.
And pointless.
Yeah.
So it was more like, well, this is how I behave. Let me see if I can make it work.
そうだね。自分で調整できればね。
You can extract value out of things like that. You can make it an advantage.
Right.
If you do it exactly the right way.
Right. It's just how you look at it, right?
Yeah. 次。Yesterday, March 16th, 2016, North Korea sentenced a 21-year-old American tourist by the name of Otto Warmeier to 15 years of hard labor for subversion against the government after he attempted to steal a state propaganda banner from the Yanggakdo International Hotel. On February 29th, he appeared on state television apologizing and confessed that his friend's mother had offered a used car worth $10,000 in exchange for the trophy. He is quoted by the North Korean government as follows: I wish that the United States administration never manipulate people like myself in the future to commit crimes against foreign countries. I entirely beg you, the people and government of the DPRK, for your forgiveness. Please, I made the worst mistake of my life.
昨日、北朝鮮の最高裁が21歳のアメリカ人男性、オット・ウォーミア氏がホテル内に貼られていた政治スローガンのポスターを盗み、国家への敵対行為を働いたとして、15年の懲役及び労働を言い渡しました。先月29日にウォーミア氏は北朝鮮のテレビ番組で謝罪をし、ポスターと引き換えに友人の母親から1万ドル相当の中古車をあげると言われていたことを明かしました。北朝鮮政府の発表によると、彼は以下のコメントを出しています。今後アメリカ政府が他国に対し反逆罪を犯すために、私のような人々を二度と利用しないことを望みます。北朝鮮政府と国民の皆様に心から謝罪します。お願いです。私は人生で最悪の間違いを犯してしまいました。ね、このコメント怖いんだけど。アメリカ政府出てきたし、急に。
Yeah.
でもこの…
How dare they train their spies to steal propaganda posters from North Korea for used car profit?
For a used car. でもこの友達のお母さんもさ、なんで、なんだったの？お土産ってこと？何？
She wanted to take this propaganda poster and put it up in her church.
Why?What church?
Some church in Ohio.
Does it have anything to do with North Korea?
It does now.
Yeah. なんで欲しかったの?
I don't know. It's cool. I want one. Send me one. Sell those things. North Korea should just start selling propaganda posters. it'd be dope.
そうだね、1万ドルの価値があるんだ、
yeah.
でもなんか北朝鮮で物を盗むって怖くてできないよね。
How much would they have to pay you to try to steal like just a poster?
Oh god, no way. No way.
$1 million.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. Not worth it.
Ferrari.
What? Like, no.
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 Whatever.
No way. だって北朝鮮の刑務所に入りたくないもん。まあどこの国も嫌だけど。絶対嫌だよ。もうどんな内情も分かんないしさ。
Right.
しかもポスターだよ。紙だよ、ただの。
Yeah, I mean,
それで15年だよ。
Yeah,
絶対やだ。
For a $10,000 used car, he's gotten 15 years of hard labor in a North Korean, one of these prison camps.
Sucks.
He'll be lucky if he survives that, to be honest.
Really? Do people die?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, people. Of course people die.
So this is kind of like a death sentence?
Well, it's not a death sentence, but people die in these camps in North Korea all the time.
Oh, God.
For sure.
Oh, God, poor guy.
I mean, they don't they have, like, issues with the food supply?
Yeah.
In the first place?
Yes.
You think the prisoners are getting, you know, gourmet?
I guess not, but... これアメリカ政府はどうしてんのそれで、
I don't know if there's been an official.
でももちろん交渉とかするんでしょしないのこれだってほっとかないでしょさすがに
It's tough. North Korea is so unpredictable that I think most countries have been hesitant to really confront them in a strong way.
しかも今日かなんかさオバマ大統領が制裁のやつに署名してたよね。交渉の真逆だよね。
Wasn't there another bomb test? Didn't they do another?
Yeah, nuclear test.
We think it's nuclear, but we don't know, do we?
I mean, do we know anything anyway?
Actually, if it was nuclear, then they would be able to confirm it. Just
so maybe it was. Like, I don't know.
Sensors for that.
しかも他にもさいるよね。捕まってる外国人の人たち。
Yeah.Yeah, there's been some other cases. Somebody, I think it was in 2014, I might be wrong, but somebody left a Bible, like secretly left a Bible behind in North Korea. And
okay.
They got in huge shit for that.
Yeah, don't do that.
So not worth it.
Bible ってしかも、もっとなんかさ、practical なものならまだなんかこう北朝鮮の人々のためにと思うけど。
What would you leave? There's a drawer. You can leave one thing. It could change someone's life. It could start a revolution. What is the one object that you're gonna leave in North Korea?
Internet.
That's not a thing, though.
iPhone.
You can't.
That's connected to some
no.
satellite or whatever. I don't know.
No.
Information, whatever. What would you leave, though?
Not a Bible.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe, I don't know, it's tough. You'd want to leave like a document or something, right?
Yeah, I would definitely want to leave some kind of information, which is not Bible.
Like the Bill of Rights or something. I don't know. Is that flimsy?
I don't know. でもI feel like leaving something makes more sense than taking something. If you're going to get caught anyway.
If you... Yeah. Well, what is there to take, really?
Poster.
Aside from posters.
I don't know. That's why.
Such a weird situation, North Korea. It's so unique. Its position in the world. There's like no other country like it, really.
うん、たまにさあの北朝鮮の中の写真が出るじゃないインターネットとか、すごく興味深いよなんか。
Well, it's open now, so you can go.
Can I go though?
I think so.
Can Japanese people go? No way.
You don't
know? No way. No way.
Americans can go.
Yeah, but I mean, we have people who got abducted, and I don't think the Japanese government allows you to go if you're Japanese.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I go?
As an American, you could. If you used American passport, right?
Is it that
or
simple?
Maybe you can't, or maybe you can't go from Japan. Maybe you can only go from the States. I don't know. But I'd be surprised if you can leave Japan to go to North Korea. I don't think.
The future of North Korea is pretty interesting. What's going to happen?
I don't even know what's going on there, so...I mean, what the hell is going on? Like, this guy's comment. for example.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. He tries to steal a propaganda poster, and then North Korea turns his crime into more propaganda.
Yeah.
it's ironic.
Propaganda 祭りだよね、だから。
Yeah.
And this, wait, so this comment was in written form? What's this exclamation marks?
Oh, that was issued by the state.
Right.
On his behalf. Like, this is his confession.
Right.
Right? So, it's... they always
do this. このびっくりマーク付きでってこと?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's translated.
So dramatic for an official comment.
Or maybe it's not translated. Maybe they just quoted him as saying this, which is why the English is kind of weird.
Right?
Because if it was a translation, that they would just do a better job translating it.
Maybe.
What's Dennis Rodman doing?
Chilling,
partying. How can he allow this to happen?
Money.
What is Dennis Rodman's position, like, really?
Well, なんかさ、お金が絡むとみんなポジションどうでもよくなっちゃうんだよね、多分。That's what I thought when I was reading about Caitlyn Jenner supporting Ted Cruz.
What?
Caitlyn Jenner is supporting Ted Cruz, who is the harshest candidate for gay people and transgenders.
Okay.
Which means that Caitlyn Jenner does not care about other gay people and transgenders that are not rich, like her. Mm-hmm. And she's not even hiding the fact that she's supporting Ted Cruz.
Is she crazy?
I don't know. No, I guess...
I don't mean to confuse, like, being transgender with crazy, but... Caitlyn Jenner just seems like a crazy person to me.
I mean, it's just that if you're wealthy and if you want to protect your wealth, then you want to be a Republican, right? And
that's definitely not always true, but...
If you're, you know... I don't know. I was just surprised. So it's kind of, I feel like the Dennis Rodman thing is kind of like the same thing. You just don't care. You just don't look at all the people who are suffering. And as long as you are fine.
But what is he supposed to do, though? I mean, he can't really do anything. He's just Dennis Rodman. He's just having a good time.
Yeah, but does he have to be like, does he have to be bragging about this and be like, oh yeah, like Kim Jong-un is actually like super cool. Like he gives me women. Like... Really? Like,
maybe
do you have to
cool
do that?
To hang out with.
Yeah, I mean, it's entirely possible that he's actually nice to his friends, you know, people around him. Yeah. But that doesn't justify what he's doing to his people, right? Like, how can you be friends with him knowing what he's doing to his country?
So what's this Caitlyn Jenner Ted Cruz thing?
She's just supporting Ted Cruz. And people are surprised.
Oh.
Like, why?
Oh.
Why? Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just disappointing.
You've seen what's going on in... or what happened in, like, Chicago with Donald Trump. There's, like, violent protests.
Yeah.
A lot of people in this... People are... Like, Anonymous has declared war against Donald Trump.
そうだ、そうだ。なんかこの間ね、
It's such a fucking joke.
この間私の友達の友達が Facebook ですごい長いポストしてて、I don't know if it was our mutual friend. I don't know if you saw it, but その彼女は、全然ドナルド・トランプ応援してないんだけれども、彼女のポリシーとして一応キャンディレッツの言ってることは全員分聞いてから決めるっていうのがあるから、そのトランプの集会に行ってみたんだって。で、そしたらまあ最初はこう周りにいる人たちも優しくて、あ、よく来たねみたいな。なんだけど、なんかその時間が経つにつれ周りの人がどんどんなんかホスティリティを示し始めて、で、出て行けみたいな指さしてみんなに言われて、で、トランプも あの、まあ、そこのあなたたち出て行きなさいみたいな。それで何にもしてない、ただ立ってただけなのにセキュリティに連れられて行って
It's such a circus.
そう、それで面白いのがそのセキュリティガードに抑えられて外にエスコートされている間にそのトランプの集会に紛れ込んでるバーニー・サンダースとかのサポーターたちがなんか、うん、Thank you for showing us the support みたいな、なんか Thank you for doing this みたいなとかを言ってきてそれはそれでなんか意味が分からないし、
Did you see the elbow? Did you see the step in elbow by the
Oh, the guy tried to Are you talking about the guy who tried to attack him?
Yeah, like as this protester was being escorted out of the Trump rally, this Trump supporter and like with like a porn stash and sunglasses and a cowboy hat like steps in with this huge elbow and like cracks him.
What?
Yeah, like
Why would you do that?
Well, it's getting these people hate each other. It's become the animosity is out of control. Trump has really divided people in the country by, you know, saying a lot of offensive things. And so people that are backing him are sort of getting into this us and them. It's very us and them, us and them. And that's sort of what created this whole thing. If you think about Trump, he's really the opposite of Obama in like every way.
Yeah.
So one creates the other, right?
Yeah.
You have one that creates the other. What aren't we like? What don't we like? What won't we tolerate? That's where these people are coming from.
Yeah, it's crazy that this is happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to This American Life the other day, and they were interviewing this black gay student who is supporting Trump. And they were like, why is he supporting him, you know? And they went to ask him what's going on. And he's this really polite, you know, really likable man. And he's just, I mean, his parents, he's adopted and his parents are really loving, but then they're really, really Christian. And they think that being gay is a choice. So for this guy to be in this family, supporting Trump is like, his kind of like his compromise, but he doesn't think of it that way. So it sounds like he admires Trump, but I don't know. It's really interesting. I mean, to be,
you've seen these like rallies where Trump is like the way he works the crowd. So, two nights ago, I, for whatever reason, I wasted a colossal amount of time just watching a live Trump rally. I just wanted to see it live. Like I happened to come across the link for a live stream.
Yeah.
And so I like click on it and this thing starts and it's Donald Trump and the Chris Christie guy if you've ever seen sadness in someone's eyes before, Chris Christie is the saddest man alive ever. Because he was running against Trump.
Right.
And they were talking crap about each other.
Yeah.
And he was losing.
Yeah.
And then Trump was like, hey, come be my, you know, lap dog. You can kind of hang out on the side or whatever. And so he's just like, when he announced that he was endorsing Trump and like he's on the podium and you could just, he sold his soul. He sold it all. His soul has just been sold right off. And you can just see it in his face.
So it wasn't worth it then? If he can't even hide it, then...
Well, you know, what else is he going to do? It's politics, I guess. But I was watching this rally and he just yells at people like, who's going to pay for the wall? And everyone's like, Mexico! And he's like, USA! USA.
Oh,
and then the whole crowd is like, USA, USA, USA. And they're all chanting. He's nodding. He's doing his weird, like, his weird nod.
Yeah.
You know, he has, I don't know. It was, it's theatrical. It's a performance.
Right, right. Yeah.
He's on stage. It's more the character of a circus and or a comedy show. Or it's not a formal political situation, you know, revolving around important issues and policy decisions.
Yeah.
None of that. Throw all of that out. We're going to, you know, people are going to chant like, build the wall. Build the wall. And Trump will be like, everybody loves the wall. And everyone's like, the wall.
Do you remember, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's like a famous South Park episode from like some years ago where it took on the immigrant issue and they show like people in South Park yelling like, they took our job. And then they start saying like, they took our job the entire time. And it was really funny. And the other day I was watching NHK World or something like that, and they were showing Trump supporters, and they were doing exactly the same thing. They were like, they took our job. And I was like, wow, this is like South Park becoming real.
Yeah.
And it's 2016, you know?
Well, some of the stuff he suggested, like he's talked about Japan quite a bit too.
Oh yeah. We're gonna beat Japan, we're gonna beat China, we're gonna beat so and so. And people are like, yeah,
we spent so much money, you know, having our military protect Japan and we get nothing. I mean, statements like that are just false.
Yeah.
Just obviously false.
彼が illegal immigrant と言わずに immigrant Mexican immigrant ってずっと言うから、その、この間、一人の legal Mexican immigrant girl がビデオ出してた。その、もうやめてくれみたいな、いい加減。そう、私もはアメリカで生まれ育ってるし、illegal でも何でもないのに、ずっとけなされてるじゃんみたいな。Which is totally true.
Yeah.
And it really hurts her to see everyone, like, you know, supporting him. Like, yeah!
You know, the reason why tensions are so high right now is because everyone thinks it's the end of the world. Either these are generalizations, but a lot of people who are devout Christians think it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
They're legalizing gay marriage. People are smoking drugs and people are partying, girls are twerking, and people are on on Tinder, and our white daughters are on Instagram wearing yoga pants.
Right.
This is hell is just breaking loose, right?
Yeah.
On that spectrum,
Trump is the heaven.
No, Trump is the other end of the world. For everyone else, the rise of Donald Trump is, oh my God, I'm going to have to move to Canada.
Yeah.
You know, this is my, you know, it's people are freaking out on both sides.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's the end of the world. So tensions are getting quite high. And I think they'll continue to get higher.
I mean, I saw Obama meeting Justin Trudeau the other day in the States. They were having like White House dinner together and stuff like that. And that, you know, that seems to, you know, I cannot picture Trump and Trudeau having a conversation together. Like, 真逆じゃん. Like, super liberal and super conservative, you know, like anti-immigrants and anti-women, although he doesn't admit it.
Right.
And his daughter coming out saying that, you know, he's nice to women and he's not a sexist and stuff like that. It's like, I mean, if he was my dad, I'm not going to go out and tell the media that he's not a sexist after all the things that he said. Because that would make me look bad.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it's hard to know what's going on, like what he actually means and what he doesn't and what games he's playing. Because anyone can understand Donald Trump. Even if your English level is really beginner status,
right.
You can understand Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He speaks like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah.
His logic is 12-year-old logic.
Yeah.
the way the his vocabulary is 12 years old.
Yeah.
It's all 12 years old.
Yeah, did I tell you about the video?
No offense to 12-year-olds.
Like, なんかトランプのスピーチを子供に見せて子供のリアクションを取るみたいな。Mm. It was so funny. Like, 6歳ぐらいの男の子が、あの、トランプと誰かキャンディデートの言い合いを見てて、like, 超 innocently, he's like, oh, this is like me and my brother. とか、you know, or like, kids rolling their eyes, listening to Trump. And it's so easy for them to understand that it's fucked up. You know, it's nothing complicated.
Yeah.
And yet there are so many people supporting him. It's crazy.
Well, YOLO. It'll be fun.
Oh, God.
Two Stanford University mathematicians claim to have discovered a new property in prime numbers, specifically that their occurrence across integers is not random, as had been previously believed. Andrew Granville, a number theorist at the University of Montreal, is quoted as saying the following, "We've been studying for a long time, and no one spotted this before. It's crazy." Researchers Canon Soundararajan and Robert Lemke Oliver used software in order to perform a randomness evaluation on the first 100 million prime numbers. The program revealed that there was in fact a pattern and that prime numbers tend not to be followed by a prime number ending with the same digit. The results showed that if a prime number ended with the digit 1, the frequency of the next prime number ending in 1 was only 18.5%. Since the only possible ending digits are 1, 3, 7, and 9, the probability of an adjacent prime number ending in the same digit is expected to be 25%. The researchers then tested the trend again, running trillions of prime numbers and observed the same pattern. Mathematicians are fascinated with prime numbers as they appear to be the essential building blocks for the rest of the number line, since every other number can be generated by multiplying prime numbers together.
スタンフォード大学の数学者2人が素数の出方がこれまで考えられていたようにランダムではなく一定のパターンがあることを発見したと発表しました。モントリオール大学の数論学者アンドリュー・グランヴィル教授は、我々は長い間研究してきたが、これは誰も気づいていなかった前代未聞だと述べています。今回の発見をしたCanon Soundararajan 教授と Robert Lemke Oliver 教授はソフトウェアを使い1億個の素数の出現パターンを探りました。すると素数は最後の桁が連続で同じ数字になることが少ないことが分かりました。例えば最後の桁が1の場合、次の素数の最後の桁も同じく1になる確率は 18.5% でした。最後の桁は1,3,7,9しかないので、最後の桁が連続で同じになる確率は 25% ということになります。範囲を広げて何兆個もの素数で確認しても確率は同じでした。素数同士をかけると素数でない数字を作れるため、素数の謎はその他の数列を紐解く鍵となると言われており、数学者たちを魅了しています。
Yep.
これランダムだったら逆にすごくない？なんか意味がわからなくない？ランダムだったら。I mean, can anything in mathematics be totally random? I mean, is there anything?
Yeah, the definition of random is kind of weird.
True. I mean, like patternless.
Well.
Like definitely patternless.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it, right?
Right.
But yeah. But infinite things that are infinite seem like how can something be like repeating decimals?
Right.
Or like pi, for example.
Right.
So.
Ah, そうだね。Pi も。
Pi.
謎だよね。
It's not random, but somehow. There's an infinite number of decimal.
Yeah.
Which just.
確かに。
It's like, well, how are we coming up with another more specific
Right.
But, you know, pi is weird because it's describing a sphere or a circle, which is clearly the most, how would you describe, the primary form in the universe would be a sphere. Right. Everything's round.
Yeah.
Planets are round, the sun is round, solar system's round, everything's round. Round is, there's like two things. There's round and there's symmetry.
Right.
In the universe.
Right.
So your eyes are round and you have two of them. You have two arms.
Mm.
Your fingers are round. Things are round. Gravity makes things round.
Right.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Just speculating on why pi is so strange. And a circle is infinite.
Right.
Which is also, there's an infinite number of points in a circle.
Right.
You can always create a point in between two points in a circle, right?
Right. So, 素数の出方はパターンがないかもしれないって思われてたってこと、それともパターンはあるんだろうけど今まで分かんなかったっていうこと。
Yeah, the world there's, yeah, we just didn't know that there was a pattern, but there has always been a pattern.
Right,
we're not
right, right.
sure exactly why there's a pattern, but some people have some theories as to why there's a pattern. What they did notice is that that pattern, the more prime numbers you analyze, the less that pattern stands out, if that makes sense.
Mm.
It tends to equalize the larger the sample sizes.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
And you can do it. There's no limit to how many prime numbers there are, right? There's an infinite number of prime numbers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. いや、これはそのこれまでそこまで計算というかパターンを探れるソフトウェアがなかったってこと、その何兆個とかの範囲で見れるぐらいの、well, or it's just that no one tried it before.
You would have to do it with this, well, maybe, but no one's ever realized it.
Okay.
Recognize that there's a pattern.
Ah, そういうことか。
This is actually the sort of thing that artificial intelligence would be very good for.
そうだね。
It would pick up patterns like this all over the world,
right,
in
right.
all sorts of fields, everywhere. It would be able to pick these things up right away.
確かに。でもそれを人間がやったんだからすごいよね、この二人。
Yeah. Well, in 2016, to have a major breakthrough in some, you know, in mathematics. Dealing with something as basic as prime numbers is pretty remarkable.
Are they going to get Nobel Prize?
I doubt it. But I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
素数って不思議だよね。
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, I always wonder about the relationship between mathematics and nature. And the obvious answer that anyone, you know, scientists or mathematicians will give you is that math is an abstraction of nature.
Right.
It's based on nature.
Right.
That's why there's so much in common with nature.
Right.
But why should nature be so mathematical?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what's so bizarre. Why should, you know, why these numbers?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is.
And because
weird.
It's so abstract, you have to deal with ideas like infinity all the time in mathematics.
Mm.
All the time. But we never deal with infinity in the physical world.
Right. So だよね。
And it's interesting, there's like two types of infinity. There's countable infinity, and there's not countable infinity. So countable infinity would be like whole numbers. There's an infinite number, but we can start counting, right?
Right.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Right? But real numbers, you can't even start counting.
What do you mean?
Because, so real numbers refers to any number. So in between 0 and 1, there's an infinite number of numbers in between 0 and 1. So if you try to count real numbers, you can't even... So let's just say you start with 0, you can't say the next number.
Ah, そっかそっか.
You literally can't
say it. Like 0.0000 とかからって
こと? Yeah, you can't.
確かにね。
So,
ah, そっか.
So if you think, here's another weird way to think about it. Are there less even numbers than even and odd numbers?
ん?もう一回言って。
Are there less even numbers than even and odd numbers? So even numbers, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8.
Right, right.
And then even and odd would mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
So you would think, oh, there's like twice as many.
Right.
Or there's half as many even numbers, right?
Yeah.
But that's not true. There are just as many even numbers as there are even numbers plus odd numbers. It's the same because they're both infinity.
Ah, そっか.
Even though, you're not counting half of them.
Right. So weird.
Right?
Math is so weird.
Yeah,
and
is.
Really interesting. Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the uncountable infinity problem is where this, who came up with this originally? I want to say like Archimedes or something. It's probably way off. But this idea that if you shoot an arrow at a target,
yeah,
any amount of distance that it covers is going to require T amount of time to cover that distance, right?
Okay.
So let's say the arrow gets halfway to the target and it took X amount of time.
Right.
Now it's 3/4 of the way to the target.
Right.
Right? And so it's getting closer and closer to the target. And each time you cut that distance in half.
Right.
And you cut that distance in half. Because before the arrow can hit the target, it has to go halfway there.
Right.
So it goes halfway there. Right?
Yeah.
And then it goes halfway there again.
Yeah.
And then halfway there again. And each time that requires time to travel that distance.
Right.
Well, this doesn't seem illogical, but this also suggests that the arrow would never reach the target.
Until it reaches the target, you mean?
No, because even when it's about to reach the target, it still has to travel halfway there from where it is.
Right.
And that's still going to require time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not getting it because...
So let's say the arrow is about to hit the target. So let's say there's 1 centimeter left.
Yeah.
We're watching it in super slow motion.
Right.
It has to travel halfway. It has to travel 0.5 centimeters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to require X amount of time.
Right.
However many milliseconds.
Right.
And you can keep doing this forever. It always has to travel halfway to the target.
Oh.
Even as it's just, you know, 0.0000001 millimeters away from the target, it still has to travel
that
distance.
Right.
And so it'll never hit the target. It's just a sort of mathematical paradox.
Right.
I forget who suggested it initially, but it's kind of interesting.
確かに。だから人間の分かりやすい数字だけを見てるから、っていうことでしょ? We're kind of cutting all the in-betweens, like 0.whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And make it kind of simple. But in reality, there are just way more numbers.
Well, it's just there's just certain concepts in mathematics that are so counterintuitive and seem to prove things that aren't true.
Because, I just don't really get the part where you say it will never reach the target, because in the end, it will... I mean, in reality, it does, right? So...
It depends how you...
What does this gap between this theory and the reality mean?
Well, if you really want to be technical, it never actually hits the target. Just the way that atoms are. But I'm not really sure what that means.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's probably a mathematical explanation for why that paradox is faulty. But it just shows how counterintuitive mathematics
Right.
is.
Yeah.
It's very easy to apply it incorrectly.
Right. So that one.
And for something that's an abstraction of nature, it seems so bizarre and alien. Yeah. And
because, like, I still remember one time you were telling me about, like, a monkey. If a monkey is given an infinite amount of time, then it is possible that he will type out the entire Shakespeare story.
It's not possible, it's inevitable.
So it's crazier.
Yeah, it's infinitely crazier.
Yeah, like that's really, it's really hard to get my head around it, but...
But yeah, that's a very common example to try to illustrate what infinity is.
Right.
You know,
yeah, I'm just too small to understand, to like grasp.
What I don't like about that example, I mean, it's not a good metaphor for the universe, because people give that example and then they suggest, because there's infinite time, everything in the universe will happen.
Right.
But what if there's an infinite number of possibilities as well?
Right.
If there's an infinite number of possibilities, then maybe not everything
will happen
yeah. until the end of time. But yeah. if time doesn't end,
yeah.
then it's just...
But then there is still a possibility that certain things won't happen.
Yeah.
Like, that is way more... I mean, that's way easier for me to understand, right? Because it's more intuitive, I guess. Oh, yeah, like, certain things just... don't happen, you know.
Well,
it just doesn't.
We don't know which it is, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds less crazy.
Oh yeah, the idea of infinity applies to real three-dimensional space as well, I think.
Hmm.
I think we can imagine that space is infinite in all directions, but we don't really think about infinite inwards, or infinitely small.
Right.
So that means that if there's an infinite amount of space in a very small space,
right,
then we could contain everything,
right,
in between my fingers here.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. It's like, it reminds me, あのまだ放送してないけどこの間来てもらった素粒子の、
うん、
あの話でさこう小さい単位もどんどんどんどん小さくなる、
うん、
分かってたものよりもっとちっちゃいものがあった、
うん、
でこれが一番小さいと思ったのにもっとちっちゃいものがあったみたいな、
うん、
So it could go on like
yeah.
forever
Yeah, we simulate this with GIFs
Yeah
You know, the zoom...It's like it keeps zooming in, right?
Yeah.
And it just zooms in and zooms in. It just keeps zooming and zooming and zooming like a fractal.
Yeah.
it's a GIF, but it might be representative of reality.
Right. That's scary and exciting at the same time.
I want to do one of those zooming in fractal things with VR. Might be interesting.
I feel like I'll get sick.
has no one done that? I haven't seen anyone do that.
I don't know.
The fractal.
I feel
flight.
Like it'll make me go crazy. Like,
Maybe that's what it takes to learn something.
I don't need to learn that then. See.
On Tuesday, the Google DeepMind AlphaGo AlphaGo artificial intelligence defeated 18-time world champion Go player Lee Sedol 4-1 in a 5-game series organized to evaluate the latest iteration of the AI. In the final game, AlphaGo made a critical error early in the match, and Sedol appeared to be winning. However, somehow, yet to be fully understood, the AI managed to recover and win the game. During the matches, spectators were amazed by the AlphaGo's playstyle in the game against Sedol, with experts like Fan Hui, the losing opponent in AlphaGo's first match in October, remarking, "It's not a human move. I've never seen a human play this move. So beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful." According to AI experts, the reason for using Go as a benchmark for AI performance is because, unlike chess, modern computing power is nowhere near the level that would be required to actually calculate each possible move and their potential consequences in the future in a timely manner. In fact, there are more possible positions in a game of Go than there are atoms in the observable universe.
今週火曜日、Google DeepMind のアルファ GO が囲碁の世界チャンピオンイ・セドル氏に4対1で勝利しました。最終ゲームでは序盤にアルファ GO が重大なミスを犯しセドル氏がリードしていましたが、現時点で人間にはよくわからない理由でアルファ GO が持ち直し勝利しました。試合中、観客はアルファ GO のプレイスタイルに驚かされ、昨年10月に対局して負けた経験があるファン・フイ氏は、これは人間の手ではない、人間がこんな手を使うのはこれまで見たことがない、とても美しいと称賛しています。人工知能の専門家によると、囲碁の手は宇宙に存在する原子の数より多く、コンピューターの力をもってしてもゲームの制限時間内に全てを計算することは到底不可能なため、人工知能の成長を見極めるにはチェスより囲碁が適切だということです。
Mm-hmm.
一回勝ったことがすごくない？じゃあ
Yeah. Yeah.
ね、そのむしろそっちが気になるんだけど、どうやって勝ったのかっていう。
Yeah, it's weird. How do we know when it's making a mistake really? Like in the final game, it was losing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we just thought it was losing.
そうだよね。
Maybe it wasn't losing.
なんか持ち直したっていうよりも、ずっと本当はアルファ号的には勝ってたのかもしれないってことでしょ。一見負けてるように見えただけかもしれないってこと。
Maybe after it won the first three games, on the fourth game it was like, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, but 囲碁がさ、私ルールが分かんないから、あの、分かる人が見るとすごかったんでしょ、だって、なんかもう予想もできない手の出し方みたいな。
Well, yeah, I don't know if there's anyone on the planet that can fully appreciate what the computer's doing. This guy, what's his name?
Sedol-san?
No, Fan Hui, who played AlphaGo before. After he played the computer, he became sort of a consultant for its development.
Okay.
By interacting with the AI, he became way better at the game.
So
and his ranking jumped up like 300 places.
Whoa.
From working with the AI.
So
the AI was actually teaching him.
そっかそっかそっか。
Which is hilarious.
そっか、だからもう人工知能から教えていただく感じになっちゃったのか。
Well, he would be influenced analyzing the AI's gameplay.
Right.
And then he can get strategies that other players aren't familiar with.
そうだね。
And that element alone makes them extra effective.
そうだね、確かに。 だからみんなアルファ5と練習したいよね、そしたら。
Yeah.
あ、そんな手があったんだみたいなことでしょ。
Yeah.
で、それを自分もやってみる。
Supposedly there were just certain moves that the AI made where like there was a certain move in the first game against Seidol where he was like so shocked. He like thought he was thinking and thinking and he just couldn't understand it. Nobody could understand it. So he took a break. He went to the bathroom. He's like washing his face.
He like comes back.
He's like thinking for another 15 minutes and he's like,
oh.
And then he lost the game.
Oh, no.
Like there's, he was just, it's so unpredictable. He said a major factor was psychological.
That 自分自身のってこと?
His level of focus just can't be maintained at 100%. And certain things will happen and it'll influence him.
Ah, そういうことか。
Human being, like you can't stop being human even if you're doing something that's as mechanical as this.
そういうことか。
So he would like get slightly emotional and all of those things.
そうかそうか。
When there are so many moves you can make.
Yeah.
Your state of mind is going to influence your decision making way more.
そっか。だから能力だけで見たら、もしかしたら互角なのかもしれないってことか。
Yeah.
もしかしたら勝てるのかもしれないってこと。
The weird thing is that the human element is built in to the AI in the sense that the AI has learned to play by observing humans.And so human behavior when they're emotional, when they're stressed, human tendencies late in games, all of those things have been internalized by this artificial intelligence.
So
it's not optimized to play against another computer. It's optimized to beat humans.
そっか。だからこうだんだん追い込まれてきて、感情的に左右されて弱くなって、本来の能力を発揮できない状態とかってことだもんね。
There may be even an element of surprise thing.
Right.
A certain unpredictability. Like、
yeah.
a lot of what the reason why this AI is so different from like a chess program is because a chess program is just going to calculate, okay, this move, this move does this. If I do this, then he'll do this, then I can do this.
Right.
And then it'll think like 8, 10, you know, 20 moves in advance or something.
Right.
But this AI isn't doing any of that sort of thing, really.
それやっちゃいけないことになってんでしょ、しかもこれは。
Well, it just can't. It's too complicated.
Okay. Like, I feel
the AI
like
AI can't make those calculations.
Right. I feel like I read that they're not supposed to even be trying that.Like,
yeah,
according to the regulation or something for this game?
That wouldn't be AI. That wouldn't be general AI. That would just be a program.
あ、そっかそっかそっか。
That would just be a program.
そっか。
We're trying to create a program that doesn't operate that way.
そっかそっか。
It's more holistic. It's more intuitive.
Right.
It's operating on aesthetics. It's operating on human...behavioral dynamics.
Yeah.
It's taking in all of the things that aren't the sort of abstract move to move point calculations. So what's happening with chess is the bishop is worth 3 points, you know, the pawn is 1 point.And so it'll make moves to preserve pieces.
Right.
And do these, think about it that way. Whereas this approach is more, how do you get the winning result?
Right.
What is its character? What does it look like? You know, it's more general.
Right.
And that means it's way more inclusive.
Hmm. 面白いね。次またやるの?
I wonder. Because in the past they had Deep Blue versus Kasparov. The first time the top chess player lost to a computer.
Okay.
And Kasparov famously lost his shit. Like, when Kasparov lost that chess game to Deep Blue, he basically threw a tantrum.
Okay.
He had to, like, publicly apologize the next day.
What?
For how poorly he was behaving.
Oh, no.
Because the idea that...
But why did he get so... Well, so he thought that he would definitely win? Like, why did he...
It was a historical moment. I mean, it's just a chess game, but at the same time, we have the best guy on planet Earth against the top computer. And this is literally man versus machine. And this will be remembered in history forever.
Yeah, but I mean, someone has to face it anyway, right? It's not his fault or anything.
But this is different because when Kasparov lost Deep Blue, it had never happened before.
Right. I mean, someone had to be the first.
It was like an insult to chess. It was an insult to the art of chess. It was an insult to the human race. And to Kasparov, obviously.
I guess. I don't know. Because, I mean, computers are made by humans, so that's kind of the opposite.
The perception of the time. Insult. I mean, this was like 1996?
Okay.
Maybe?
Okay. He was just shocked.
Well, losing to a computer in a chess game now is totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But back then...
そっかそっか。 昔だったから。
Yeah. This calculator is just taking my life's work and just taking a
そっかそっか。
Huge steaming shit on it.
そっか。
Right?
そっか。 今でこそだからそう思えるけど昔はそっか。
This is what I do. And this guy wrote a program that does what I do better than I do it.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
そっか。
It's like if we had a computer that would come up with the latest fashion, you know, whoever, I don't know who the fashion people are, but you know, Tommy Hilfiger is going to be like, get that shit out of, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, meanwhile, Pepper strolls in and just has the flashiest, the dopest outfit on. Pepper picked it out all himself. Right. And everyone agrees that Pepper's fashion style is just far
awesome.
Beyond Tommy Hilfiger. You're done, bro.
Yeah.
You're done. The computers figured it out. So that's basically what happened with Go.
そっか. Well, I guess it's shocking then.
What do you think of this more possible positions?
Yeah, that sounds crazy to me. Like I said, I've never played Go. Like, I don't understand the rules. I mean,
still though, the idea that on a little board, 19 by 19 spaces, there's more possible positions than there are atoms in the entire observable universe.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Like, that doesn't make sense to me. It's like, what? Right? I mean, like, what does that mean?
Well, I'm asking you, like, what do you...
I don't know. It must be an exciting game.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you probably won't get bored of it, obviously, right?
Well, there's... So it's 19 by 19.
Yeah.
And in each space, it can either be empty, white, or black.
Right.
So there's three possibilities for each space.
Right.
And so you would do 3 to the nth power. N would be 19 times 19.
Right.
So, and then you would multiply that by the number of legal, or the fraction of moves that are legal.
Right.
Which I think is like 1% or something.
okay.
of the total would be legal moves. So to see how many, you can't have, you want to eliminate all the illegal moves, right?
Right.
And that number just ends up being 2 times 10 to the 170th power.
Okay.
Whereas the number of atoms in the observable universe is 10 to the 80th power. So it's not
so it's
like...
It's way more.
It's way, way more. Way more. Not like twice as many. It's like way more. Like almost not even comparable.
Right. I don't know. I actually don't know if that's exciting or not exciting. Because it's too complicated. Like, it's so tiring. It's tiring me now just by listening to this. It's like, oh, no thanks. I don't want that. I don't want like infinite positions, yeah. like choices.
Yeah. Are you going to need an extra 20 minutes of sleep tonight?
Yeah, totally. Totally. All right. お話終わりですか?今日ちょっと長いね。
There's a dino chicken.
Oh yeah, dino chicken. できたね。
Yeah, they suppressed a gene.
Yeah.
And then they made chickens have dinosaur legs.
Yeah.
And we did the dinosaur snout chicken before.
Right.
Where we talked about the dinosaur snout chicken. So basically they're the latest dino chicken is dino snout and legs.
Right.
So they'll probably do some other part next.
なんかエンブリオかなんか写真出てたよね。
うん。
よくわかんないけど、あれ見ただけじゃん。
The structure of the leg is different.
Right, right. Okay. お話終わりですか?文字起こしのテキスト、Apple、Mac と iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できますのでよろしくお願いします。240円月額で読み放題やってますのでぜひ試してみてください。あと、Amazon で宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツも好評発売中ですのでそちらもぜひチェックお願いします。引き続き Twitter、Instagram、Facebook やってるので質問がある人は Twitter で言ってもらえると返事しやすいです。終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
Bye.